Yo, 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 welcome to the Legacy Talks podcast. Y'all here with your boy Daryl and my co-host.
This your boy Jay Lloyd, and we are here to talk legacy. So if you want to start a legacy, build a legacy, or leave a legacy, let's go. Oh, I got a thing for her, trying to get back to the
crib with her. What it do, my brother? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing excellent, my brother. In case y'all didn't know, it's your boy Daryl, a.k.a. Chambers Nation, here with my co-host.
And it's your boy Jay Lloyd. Hey, we just so happy and excited because we tried to get this going like maybe 2-3 times and it just was not working. But we said we're going to give it one more shot because they got to hear this one, B. They got to hear.
Yes, sir, man. You got to fail forward, man, until you fail to that finish. And then you succeeded. But anyway, man, let's go ahead and hop into our topic for the day. So for today, we want to talk about supporting friends and family financially, physically, spiritually, in all different ways and aspects. We want to talk about supporting friends and family, especially when it comes to supporting their business. What you think about that, Jay Lloyd?
You know what? I'm going to shoot from the hip. I'm going to get right to it. You know, I know as a African-American community, we always look for discounts and stuff like that. And so being in business, I know I'm in business for myself and life insurance and investments. You really can't get over on me on that piece other than the support. But I've seen people that have T-shirt businesses and different businesses where they friends wanted discounts. They like, man, how much is that shirt? They say 30. Okay, man, let me get that. Man, you, give me a discount. You give it to me for 20. Man, do the dub. And I'm like, man, that whole time, that's your guy. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be supporting them. How come when it comes down to your friends or a family member that's in business for they said, why we try to cheat them? You know what I mean? What you think about that, bro?
Man, I really think that, to piggyback off of you, I really think that we try to get over on our people or we try to get discounts from some of our people because we believe that we've been there with them through their process. And even though we may have been on their side during the process, or we may have been with them during some of their process, probably not all of it, we still should support. And if they're asking for our support financially, I feel like we definitely should give it to them, because when you look at Black businesses and you look at have to go in order for us to get our products and get our things in order for us to be able to sell it back to you, we have to pay 3 to 4 to sometimes 5 and maybe 6 times as much as somebody else. Because when we're first starting a business, we may not be getting as much product as, you know, your beauty supply store that's in your neighborhood that's not Black owned, that may be owned by the Asians, that may be owned by somebody else that's coming into our neighborhood. And we don't understand that. And so we think that when we as Black people with our businesses come and we charge the price that we charge, we think we overcharging our people. No, we're not overcharging you. We charging you based off of what we charge to get our product to you. So you got to understand the supply and demand. And when you understand the supply and demand, then your support should follow that motto.
Right. That's a good way. That's a good aspect. Good point of view. And yet, you know what? I've seen where people charge the same as the stores or whatever. But because it's my homie, I'm trying to get a discount. I'm trying to, you know, we don't look at it as getting over on them. But that's what you're doing in a way, because why would you go to the actual store, the actual Chinese people, or the whites, or whoever it is, Mexicans? Why would you go to them and pay the full price? But then when you go to your guy, man, you my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, hook me up. You know. And I think as a community, we should stop doing that and really start supporting each other, because you know we support all these businesses. You know, we support. We spend the most money, you know, and so if we gonna spend the most money, it should be with our very own. I feel like you should, if you got a person that's in business for themselves and you able to support them, I think you should go an extra mile and give them a little bit more because you are their friend. Not try to get a discount because you my friend. That don't make no sense. But you know what, Daryl? I seen that even if I experienced that. It's not even just business. So check this out. We was in college. And I'm not going to say no names, but as you hear in the story, Daryl, I'm sure you might come across who it is and going to start cracking up. But anyway, this person needed to go. This person needed to get to the train station. And the train station, I went to NIU. Shout out to the people that went to NIU, NIU alumni. Yeah, I'm a Husky. Let's go. Let's get it. But anyway, he wanted me to take him to the train station. I'm like, all right, man, no problem. You know, I'll take you or whatever. And so. The train station was kind of far. It was like 30 minutes, I believe, like 30, 40 minutes, something like that. It was a little ways.
Man, that's a nice little clip.
Man, as a broke college student that's eating ramen noodles every day, I ain't trying to take nobody nowhere because I'm thinking about gas like crazy. So I told him, I'm like, man, I'll take you. But you know what I'm saying? I need 20. I need a dub or whatever, like 25. He like, bro, you could. Man, take this, you know what I'm saying? You my guy, man. You take this 15. What? Bro, I gotta eat. And I'm taking you to, the way my gas tank is set up, I was filling it up once a week, bro. Once a week. That's all I had money for. The rest of the money went to ramen noodles and stuff like that. So I'm telling them, like, man, no, I can't even do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I just can't. Bro, you just gotta give me the 25. But his whole thing was, we guys, you should be, you should look out. Woo, woo. I'm like, come on, man. I know that happened to you, bro.
Yeah, man, definitely happened to me. But I don't think mine was as bad as yours, because I went to NIU too, shout out to NIU, like Jay Lloyd said. But I also went to U of I, you know what I'm saying? So when I was at U of I.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to the alumni, man. But when I would go home for like the breaks and stuff, it was always people that would ride with me. And it was always people that I would drop off like after the parties and stuff like that. I never asked anybody for gas money that rode with me because I had, at the time, I had like a Saturn SL1 or something like that, bro. Like my car was small. Like $20, I could fill up a tank of gas. I could fill up my tank with $20. And so when I would ride home, it'd be people there, like, you know what I'm saying? They like, what you need for gas? You need 10, you need, but I'm like, I should just slide me like 5 or something. And so, right. And so most people would slide me 5. And what I noticed is even though I told them how much I paid for gas, it was a certain amount of people that went the extra mile and still gave me 10. Just off of GP, they like, I'm gonna give you 10 because it don't matter what car you riding in, bro. If I was riding on the bus, I'd be paying 40, I'd be paying 50. But for the fact that I'm riding with you and you only asking, you're not even asking, but the fact that you're not asking for money, I'm gonna give you even more. So that's the type of support that I was saying we need to give for like businesses and our friends and things like that. Like go the extra mile. If they say they want $20 for the shirt, give them 30, give them 25, because if you go to the barbershop or you go to the beauty or the beauty salon or that when you get your nails done for you ladies, when you go and do that, y'all tipping them. So why we not tipping our friends and helping put more money so they can put more money back into their businesses?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. You remind me while you was talking, my big bro, he cuts hair and he was just talking about how like so many of his family, and normally it's the younger generation, I'm not going to like completely say like point at them and say it's all them, because I know you got some bunches in the older crowd that do the same thing, but it's the younger generations that don't really understand the importance of planting good seeds, in my opinion, like giving that extra tip and stuff like that. Like we don't, as the millennials and stuff like that, we catching on. It's taking us a little bit longer to catch on to stuff like that. But anyway, my barber, he says that, he got family, cousins, little cousins that, they try to get in the chair for free. And you know, man, take this five. But what they not realizing is he's still taking time out of his day to cut their hair. He's taking time away from one of his other clients to get them in the chair and cut their hair. So it's like, man, we should stop trying to, you know, get things for free. And plus what I realized, book, it says you reap what you sow. So when you plant good seeds, what do you think you're going to get back? You know, what do you think you're going to get back? These people that does that, they not planting good seeds. And then one day they might get in the business. And then what gets me is the people that say, I don't understand why people did. They try to get over on me and woo, 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 blah, blah, blah. But you was doing it when you was a consumer. But now that you on the other side, you complaining. And they wouldn't even say, oh, you know what? I used to do that. I was the king of getting deals, boy. They called me, man. That's all I did.
Man, that's funny, bro. While you was talking about that, man, I was really like just kind of like thinking about it, man. And I know there's been times like, when it turns to like planting seeds, they plant seeds, but they plant seeds and then they picking up the root. So think about it. If you go into like, think about like a garden, right? If I go, I can go and plant seeds in the dirt, but if I'm planting seeds in the dirt and I'm ripping up all the roots of all the other seeds around it, then my seed that I just planted is not going to be surrounded by good seed. It's not going to be surrounded by good roots. It's not going to be surrounded by things that are already fruitful. So I'm surrounding my seed by death, because I'm killing stuff around it by pulling up the roots. So when you take from other people without sowing back into them, without sowing back into the environment, you are going to reap that. Because what you're doing is if I go into a business and I say I want to take away from them, what I'm doing is I'm pulling up their roots and I'm telling them that I don't value who they are, or I don't value their foundation and what they've established already. Because when I come and try to get a discount, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, I don't value you. So I'm going to rip up some of your roots in order for me to get what I want to get, because what I want to get is in the soil.
Yeah, that make a lot of sense. You know, a lot of people don't think that they not even looking at it like that, Daryl. They look at it like, you know, this is my guy, this is my girl, or whatever. Their friendship kind of blind them of what it is exactly, which is what you said. You know, they don't value their work, or they don't value their business or their time. You know, and that completely. You know, you tell them that they could swear up and down like, no, that's not, you know, no, that's I'm not trying to do that. And some people got good hearts. They value, you know, what they doing. It's just that their friendship is blinding them of the fact like, man, this is your friend. You really got to show up and show out for your guy or for your girl, because, you know, this is what they're doing. If they're not getting the support, so you mean to tell me you rather your friend be more supported by a stranger that they don't even know than you? Like that's not cool. Help me understand that. You know, so
let me let you understand.
Right.
That's what the friend with the business need to do. Let me let you understand something.
Right. For real. And then even the root, you was talking about the root, which is a good point. I also believe sometimes the root that they have in their heart is poverty.
Speak on it.
They coming from a poverty mindset. They coming from a mindset of scarcity, so they just trying to get over on any and everybody. They like, man, if I can get a discount, I'm going to get it. This is my guy, so I really could get a discount from them. I really can, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to pay them the whole thing. This is my homie. And they not thinking abundantly, which And in actuality, you reap what you sow. You plenty those scarcity seeds, which means that's what you're going to harvest. That's what you're going to reap. You're going to reap that in the harvest time. So I just hope somebody get this, because we all got family members. We got June bugs. You know, I come to believe everybody got an uncle named June Bug. Like, I came to believe that. We got another uncle named Ray Ray, you know, and they came to get discounts, boy. They came to a Ralph Lauren store looking for Payless. I don't know what they do with that, but
Oh, Ralph Lauren still looking. Ooh. Oh man. So man, I think we done talked enough about, you know, how people are not supporting. So since we talking about how people are not supporting, what are some of the ways? Let's we done talked about the problem. Let's talk about the solution now. So what are some of the ways that we can build on and make sure that we're modeling the behavior that we're talking about?
Oh, it's real simple, man. Treat people how they want to be treated. And, you know, normally you're here, treat people how you want to be treated. Well, a person may say, well, you know, I'm cool with giving, you know, my guys or my girls, you know, discounts and all that. But maybe that other individual, they not like that because they put so much time into it. I know a girl that make candles, and it's a long, long process for her, you know. So a discount for her it kind of defeats the purpose of her even, you know, doing the candles and selling the candles, because the process of making them is so long. So I say, in a nutshell, just treat people how they want to be treated. You know, how would you want somebody to treat you in your business? And I think people got to take that into account.
I would say if I was modeling, which I do, so most of the time, if y'all see me with like a hoodie or some joggers or something like that, when I'm wearing them, it's a black brand. Like 9 times out of 10, it's a black brand. So anytime I'm buying like clothes and things of that nature, I'm supporting my friends. Like, for example, J-Rock got Let Me Tell My Story. As soon as he said he had some hoodies, I'm like, all right, bro, let me get a hoodie. And I sent him the money. Like, I'm supporting my friends. I'm not just talking about, oh, I'm on a post on Instagram. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting the thumbs up, or I'm putting, you know, the arm, the emojis. I'm not just doing things on social media. Like, I'm doing things behind the scenes to show that I'm actually supporting my friends. Like, Felix had his art show. I came to Felix's art show. I made sure that I was there. Like, anytime my friends are having something, I'm going to make sure I'm there. And I'm not going to support just with, you know what I'm saying, necessarily my presence. I'm going to make sure that I support financially too, as well. And if somebody needs to talk to me, if they're going through something emotionally, I'm making sure that I'm supporting them. Or if they need to come and have a problem and they want to come and talk to me, we can sit down and talk about your problem and how we can get to the solution. You know, that's one thing with me, with all of my friends. If you ask any of my friends, anytime they talking about, anytime in terms of support, if they want to talk, they can come and talk to me. But you know, when you come and talk to me, if you got a problem, I'm going to come to you and talk to you about the solution. That's just how I am.
Right. Yeah. You made a good point. One of the ways I do the same thing as far as like modeling, my guy, Omar Denter, if y'all know him, man, he got his own clothing line and everything. I seen him at Promontory last night. And me and my guy, we bought some of his stuff. He said, hey, man, come check out what we got over here. Woo, woo. I'm like, man, this my guy from grammar school. So I ended up buying one of his hats. That's what I'm looking for. Well, it's UE Supply dot.
UE Supply Company. You know how I know? Yeah. I got some of his stuff, too.
Okay.
Because he was at U of I.
Oh yeah, I seen him at U of I. I didn't know.
Yeah, you know them. You know them teal pants that I got.
Yeah.
That's his clothing line.
Okay. Oh, it made sense. Matter of fact, I seen those, and he got some hoodies too. So, you know, we just don't just say it. Like Daryl said, we actually show it. We do something for them. I hate people that say, I support you. How? How you supporting me? You ain't spending out a dollar. You ain't. I could get from a stranger, I support you, but what are you doing? I can't pay the bills and grow and expand with you saying I support you. What if I'm about to be down and out or whatever? Or I'm about to reach a peak in the company where I made the most sales this month and you support me? That's not helping me get to where I'm trying to go, you know. And so that's good. Like me and my guy, we just bought his stuff off GP. I'm like, man, okay, all right, I like this hat. Let's grab one, you know. And Felix, you know, I always support him. Shout out to Felix too, Felix Barnes. Man, I gotta get one of his paintings. I wanna get one of the most expensive pieces. I'm talking about a $5,000-$10,000 portrait and put it up in the living room somewhere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Already, but man, y'all know it's since we're talking about our friends' businesses and stuff. Y'all know it's tax season, so I have two friends that have their own tax businesses. One is by the name of Jeff Badu at Badu Tax Services. So if you need your taxes done, go holler at my boy Jeff. He'll get you right.
Shout out.
Go ahead with the second one, my brother. Let you introduce that one.
My brother from another mother.
Hold on. You breaking up. Go say that again.
I said my brother from another mother, Garrett Bradley. He got his own tax business as well, traveling all across the world with his taxes and his job as well. So he's a busy guy, and his services is A1. You know, just like Jeff Badu, they said, man, their services are A1. All right. So if y'all need y'all taxes done, go to them. They make sure that you are straight legally, you know, because the IRS will get on that with you, you know. And both of them, they done due diligence. They started out just doing people taxes for free. You know, they done taxes for free. And now they're in a position where they charge for their services, but they had so much practice that they did. They doing a phenomenal job.
I personally have had my taxes done by Jeff Badu for the past few years, and he's done an excellent job. Each year I've made more money. Each year I've got more money back on my taxes. So we will not refer you to somebody who we have not personally used. And I know Justin can speak for himself as far as I'm getting his taxes done by Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett, he did me right. He made sure I was straight. I had a lot of questions and everything because, you know, I have like mutual funds and stuff like that, and I didn't know exactly, you know, how to go about that. And he said, J. Lloyd, you ain't even got to worry about it. I got you covered. He did his studying. I remember because me and Garrett, we real good friends too. I mean, all of us are good friends. But we was watching. I remember being at his house one night and we was watching a fight. It was it was Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. And during the fight, you know, he was watching it, but at the same time, the man was studying as well. Like, he was just looking over some stuff and, you know, for his taxes and all of that good stuff. So, you know, I like to deal with people that's committed, that work on their craft constantly and consistently. So, yeah, y'all hit us up if y'all need to get to them or whatever. I wish I had their card on file.
We'll leave the info in the podcast details, episode details, so you ain't got to worry about that.
There we go. So, yeah, but it's all about making sure we support, man, support your people, you know, because we support all these other businesses. You know, we buying weave and stuff from the Japanese people. We buying Subways and Dunkin' Donuts and all that stuff from the Indian people. So it's like, man, we need to support our own and really show up and show out when it's one of our own, because Black people love to spend money. Why not keep that money in our community and have it circulate like how it does in other communities?
Yeah, man. So if y'all need some more stuff, man, y'all can also go to WeBuyBlack.com. WeBuyBlack is a source where you can get a lot of your Black products from. and the people on there are black business owners. So check that out once you guys get a chance. You know, we all, like I said, we all about supporting our friends and our family. And man, yeah, that's pretty much it for that part. I know we talked about supporting financially. We talked about supporting them as far as their businesses go. But we didn't talk about supporting them of when they're talking about the things they're going through with their business, support them in that aspect.
Being there, listening to them, and you know, being a person that's able to problem solve with them, because being in business for yourself, it can be stressful, you know. So just being there when they need it, most of the time be in the lab or in the trenches doing what they're doing. But when they are, when they do need that help, you know, just really listening to them and seeing how you can help them out in any way possible. Sometimes the only way you can help them out is just listening to them. You know, they don't need your 2 cents. You know, I came to realize that as well. Sometimes they just want to, you know, rap with somebody, a like-minded individual, on what's going on, and being there as a lending ear, being there as a lending 2 cents. I mean, it don't matter what it is. You just, you know, help out wherever is needed.
All right. Yeah, that's definitely good to know. I think the other thing as far as helping them in terms of that aspect is connecting them through our network. So for example, if I know somebody who is trying to get in real estate, I'm not the best in real estate. I don't even have any property yet. So I will refer them to either Jeff, I refer them to Eugene, or I refer them to my friends that are in that real estate community. So even if I don't necessarily know how to solve your problem, I'm going to point them in the direction if I know who somebody who does know how to solve your problem, or somebody that can help you to solve your problem.
That's real good. And you know, it feel good when you do that and you ain't looking for nothing in return. It feels really, really good to be able to dish somebody off with the assist to some business that they wasn't even expecting, or hook your people up to a network that they need in order to succeed in whatever they're doing, or to come up, or to, you know, level up, you know. So that, man, that's a real good one. That's a real good one.
That is a good one. And I do tell people when I refer them, nobody's time is free, so you will have to pay for it.
Yeah.
that's what I'm gonna tell you before I refer you to somebody. You're gonna have to pay for it, because free, okay, what's the best way I could put this? Free is not value. And nothing is really truly ever free. Because when somebody say the food is free, you can go and eat the food and the food could be free, but the food costs you something later. It's gonna cost you some time, it's gonna cost you some energy. It's going to cost you some effort. It's going to cost you something. In order for you to even get it, it costs you something. So just because something is free does not necessarily mean that it's free. It still has a value to it. The value just isn't attached in terms of monetary value.
That's true.
Now, to expand on that just a little bit further, the reason why it costs to meet with these people and the reason why it costs is because if I give you something free and you don't use the information that I gave you for free, I just lost some time and I can't get that back. So in order for me to be able to say that in order for me to know that I value my time, I got to charge you for it. Because when you pay for something, it makes people look at it differently, because it's like, if I got to pay for something, I'm less likely to, you know what I'm saying? I'm less likely to not use the information. I'm going to use the information more than I would if I didn't pay for it. Because right. Now I have to give something up in order for me to get something. Whereas when it's free, you ain't giving nothing up but your time. And sometimes your time, you don't even value your time because you don't know what time really is.
And that's good. And that's deep. Because Ray,
you need to stay on this one. I got about 21 minutes.
21 minutes.
You want to stay on that and not just lie on somebody else?
I'm finna come in.
Come on, man.
All right. Yeah, so I got to go ahead and run, people. But, man, we definitely got to revisit this topic know, especially get some other like-minded people on the podcast to talk about that and be able to get a two cents, because this is a big one, man. It's a big one, Daryl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I think we cover some points that we can get people to take away from and to expand on. So, man, that's what we gonna leave y'all with, man. You got any nuggets you want to drop on them real quick,
man? Oh, you know what? I got a topic a quote that I would leave people. I just read it on Twitter. It was, if you're doing what everybody else is doing, you lost. That's all I got.
All right, people, y'all heard him, man. Y'all just pondering on that, man. But like I said, man, we appreciate y'all, man. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Legacy Talks podcast. But man, y'all enjoy it. Have a great one, man. Until next time, man.
Yes, sir.
Like, listen, share, and review, man. Leave us a review in the Apple Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you're listening. Leave us a review, man. We holler at y'all next time. Peace.
Deuces.
Nails did, hair done, with her swag on. Thick chick, the type of girl you could bag on. I seen her, I could take you to the VIP. All you gotta do is come roll with me. I promise I can fulfill your fantasy. Beauty out this world, I swear you touch another side of me. Especially when you're next to me. Excessively thinking how this was meant to be.